RadioSaintPete.com.
Now a few minutes with RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Today Charlie reviews Left Behind, now playing in area theaters.
It does not matter whether or not you believe in the rapture. To conclude, the latest reboot of the Left Behind series is an example of some awful filmmaking. The special effects belong on the Sci-Fi Channel. The dialogue is ridiculous. And even the camera placement doesn't work in what are supposed to be routine conversational scenes. The idea behind what happens to those stuck on Earth after the true believers are whooshed off to heaven is intriguing. Will society break down, and if so, how fast? Would the unbelievers and the unrepentant blame aliens, a government conspiracy, or the Book of Revelations for the disappearances? The new Left Behind attempts to answer these questions, focusing on members of the same family and their experiences running around Long Island or trapped in a jet airliner with panicked passengers. Left Behind is also one of the worst films of the year. It is an assault on your patience and rational sanity, and should be ignored by any and all true believers and their more agnostic brethren. On the day of the rapture, college student Chloe Steele, played by Cassie Thompson, flies home to surprise her dad on his birthday. Dad, pilot Rayford Steele, played by Nicolas Cage, gets called into work unexpectedly to fly to London, and runs into his daughter in the airport. It is apparent to both of them Dad is busted trying to conduct an affair with a stewardess, because he is estranged from his born-again, scripture-spouting wife, Irene Steele, played by Leah Thompson. The best example of the film's atrocious camera work takes place during Chloe and Ray's awkward and much too frank discussion. With the pair seated at a coffee shop table, a couple dozen passengers stumble and maneuver between the camera and the subjects. We already understand the setting is a busy airport. There's absolutely no reason to continually block the actors with unnecessary extras and their luggage. It is distracting. We lose focus on whatever nonsense words are being exchanged between father and daughter, and it is far too obvious that the only other recognizable credit for director Vic Armstrong is an episode of the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles from 1992. There are 100 other relatively small missteps, which all add up to one big mess. A passenger walks into the cockpit right after he boards the aircraft. There is a jump scare when a telephone rings. The soundtrack switches to chanting monks when a character walks into a church. And Chloe's brother has the honor of the movie's worst line. Did you get me anything from the airport? The brand new baseball glove I've been asking for. Come on, kid. From the airport? My favorite bit is when Chloe gets so upset she picks up a soft-covered Bible and hurls it through a window, shattering the glass. Do you know the velocity one must achieve for a soft-covered book to smash straight through what looks like a double-paned window? Just because the film subject deals with what cannot be seen and faith, it does not mean physics should be left with the unbelievers as well. Left Behind is adapted from the first novel in a 16-novel series. I have not read any of them, but I hope the theology behind the disappearances is covered in greater detail than it is in the film. What the rapture is, and who gets to go and why, are hardly discussed. I also noted the observant Muslim gets left behind as well. Bummer for that guy. When the rapture finally happens, the saved disappear in what looks like a sonic boom. Their clothes and jewelry stay behind. Chloe spends the rest of the day checking hospitals and parking lots for her brother, even though he disappeared in the midst of a hug and left all of his clothes in her arms. Oh, and Chloe's mom takes a shower with an awful lot of jewelry on. What is Nicolas Cage doing in this movie? Check out the movie poster and look at his face. Even he has no idea how he wound up headlining such an awful film, even by his recent low standards. The only thing worse than the briefly discussed 7 years of fire and brimstone ahead of these characters is if there is a sequel lined up after Left Behind. I give this awful movie a half star.
Left Behind is rated PG-13 and is now playing at the Regal Park Place Stadium 16 and Movico Sundial 19 in downtown St. Petersburg. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com. RadioSaintPete.com.